Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. We are approaching tip-off time. The field of 68 is set. The first round play-in games are just about getting ready to start. What do we have? Just right at an hour before the opening game starts between some team and some other team that will both be out in 3 days anyway. So, hello, welcome. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios, as always. Today, joined by the man, the myth, the legend, for his yearly return to 15 Minutes of Fan. Please welcome in Timmy Tournament Time.
Tim,
how's life going today?
Oh, it's all right. I'm more myth than legend or anything like that, so just stick with myth. That works best.
You have been down in your secret bunker running your formulas all week long, all year long, I would assume, getting ready for this tournament. And man, oh man, do we have a good one this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love college basketball. I follow it pretty closely. I think this year's got a chance to be a good one.
I do too. I think this, and we say this a lot, but parity is real in this tournament this year. I think there are...
Oh, very much so.
I was going through this bracket yesterday, and I mentioned this on air on Monday. I think there are as many capable 3 and 4 seeds as there are 1 seeds to win this tournament. I strongly believe that. I think there are as many, and that shows in my bracket, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But do want to mention, in just a little bit, we will open the phone lines to you. Please call in if you have any questions. We will try to answer those as best as we can. But, Tim, let's just dive into this thing because, man, like I said, we have an interesting bracket this year. Actually, I only stuck with one of my number one seeds through the round of 32. And it's not the
really?
One you're thinking of. It is not
that
the one you're thinking
me.
Of. It is not
that,
that low seed. People had been asking, oh, Gonzaga, that's not a deserving number one. That is not the team that I did not take past the second round. So we'll discuss that in a little bit. Yeah. Just looking at this first round, and we have some excellent first round matchups. I think this year there are 5-12 and 4-13 matchups that are just off the charts. I would love to see anytime, let alone in March. Do you have
agree with you there.
Do you have any double digit seeds that you really the games that you really enjoy in the first round?
Oh, I think for sure. We'll just start with one that you're going to hear a lot about. And I don't know if it's more of an interesting matchup as it is a decent chance of an upset, so to speak. But you got Rhode Island playing Creighton, a 6-11 matchup there. And, of course, if Creighton, if the injury situation with their point guard plus the off-the-court situation, if that's not going on, I think Creighton would have a decent chance of advancing. But Rhode Island's won 8 straight games. They're playing their way into the tournament. They're playing hot. I think that's one to watch. And something in my bracket I've noticed a trend is a lack of respect for the overall Big Ten. And so I think the Middle Tennessee-Minnesota matchup, that's a 5-12 matchup. I think that one looks a little interesting. I didn't jump on a couple of other ones that some people are going. A lot of them are calling Florida Gulf Coast over Florida State. I think Florida State's a pretty decent team. I think they can get by them. But if we're going to talk double-digit seeds, and we're going to get into something that the viewers around here are going to love, let's talk a little bit about the fact that Wichita State is a double-digit seed.
A top 10 team in Wichita State.
It's
top
ridiculous.
10. in the top 25 in the final poll. Let's dive into the Wichita State thing a little bit.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm a KU fan. I don't dislike Wichita State, but apparently somebody at the tournament committee does, because I don't know what more they have to do the last several years to garner any respect. They went 30-4. They won their division. They won their championship game pretty handily against Illinois State, who had a really good resume and probably should have been in this round or in this tournament. And then, you know, you reward them with the potential of playing Kentucky in the second round, who's actually one of the hotter teams in the country right now. I really don't understand putting them in as a 10 seed. And I know a lot of the so-called experts talk about that, but it doesn't make any sense to me. It really, I don't know what more they have to do. I really don't.
And, you know, I have heard the case, because they are in the Missouri Valley Conference, that record is a little bit skewed. And honestly, to me, and again, no offense to the Shockers, I wouldn't have them any higher than a 6. And that's, you know,
I think that's legit.
And if you put them, and that's what's interesting about this, if you put them in the same region, that South region, bottom left, if you put them in the South as the 6th seed, their first round matchup, potentially, depending on what happens tonight, could have been the Kansas State Wildcats. Now,
that
would
have been the fun
storyline. There is a storyline for the committee. Kansas
that
State
been
and
a fun
Wichita
one.
State finally meeting. All right.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good matchup.
We have so many – the Big 12 this year. Let's just focus. We talked a little bit about the Big 10 being underachieving. The Big 12 this year had – so much middle of the pack. We usually see a dogfight in the middle. We always see that. But it seemed like there was no top to that middle of the pack. There was one team, and then, as Brad Pitt said in Moneyball, 50 feet of crap, and then the rest.
I really feel like when you talk about the Big 12 this year, they didn't overachieve. They didn't underachieve. They just achieved. I mean, I think most teams played out about – there weren't any big surprises. They played – they were a lot of solid teams. Baylor kind of faltered at the end of the season, as they do every year. It just kind of played out the way I think most people thought it would play out. And I think, you know, obviously Kansas, I have to admit, they surprised me a little bit this year. Once the injury to Azubuike happened and their depth was kind of shown, they really buckled down, and I was surprised how well they played together. But as far as this tournament goes, let's start at the bottom. I don't have a lot of love for Oklahoma State. You know, they're playing the amazing story of Michigan with the whole plane incident and then winning the Big Ten tournament. I don't have a lot of love for Oklahoma State. I think they get bounced first round. Do we talk about K-State being in the play-in game? I always struggle with that. I think Wake Forest actually beats K-State tonight. We'll see about that. But I got West Virginia making it to the Sweet 16. I actually have Baylor getting upset by SMU in the second round.
As do I. I think that SMU club is very, very good.
They're a good team.
I completely agree with.
They match up well with Baylor.
And you never know what Scott Drew is going to do in March. You never know which Scott Drew is going to show up.
I want to stop picking on him, but he keeps making it so easy.
He keeps calling timeouts with 3 seconds before the media timeout.
I know.
I'm done with it. I'm done with him calling a timeout at 4 minutes, 4 seconds. I'm done with it.
What about this? And this is for, you know, the people that don't pay close attention to these brackets and they're just kind of a casual observer. There is a very real potential for Kansas and Iowa State to meet in the Sweet 16 in Kansas City, of all places. Can you imagine how nuts that's
going
to be if that does happen? And I do have that in my bracket. I've got Iowa State and KU making it to the Sweet 16. That would be Oh man, the tournament committee. Oh, they would just be. Kansas City would love that matchup. Let's just put it that way.
Now that, speaking of that, that leads me to my, I'm going to go ahead and leak my little upset throughout the tournament. That's Nevada.
I almost took them. I really did. I almost took them.
I have Nevada going through and actually losing to another Big 12 team, the Kansas Jayhawks. I have Nevada going clear to the Sweet 16.
I can't hold that against you because I feel if they can get past Iowa State, who can tend to be a little fluky, they're pretty hot right now, but if Nevada would somehow upset them, I don't think anybody fears Purdue all that much. I mean, they're a good team, but they're not a great team. And I know a lot of people are picking Vermont to upset Purdue. So I don't think you're entirely crazy for doing that. I really don't.
All right, let's just jump forward a little bit. Give us a little bit of, tell you what, give us the left side of your bracket,
okay,
your final four. Let's just start
okay.
there, your left side, which would be
Well,
what,
give me your divisions because I think mine's laid out a little bit differently. What divisions do you want me to look at?
The East and West. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I got. Okay, East, and I filled out a bunch of these before I settled on the one I wanted. I cannot get away from a Nova-Duke matchup in the Elite Eight. I just cannot get away from that. I just don't see any teams playing well enough to take those two out before then. So I've got Nova and Duke, and I took Nova in that matchup. I think Jay Wright gets the better of that one. The West, same scenario. I can't get away from Gonzaga and Arizona. I think Arizona has a cakewalk to the Elite Eight. I think Gonzaga and West Virginia could be an interesting matchup, but you know Gonzaga doesn't get a lot of respect, but hey, they're 32-1, and West Virginia kind of has a habit of, you know, not exactly playing up to their level in the tournament. So I've got Gonzaga, Arizona, and the Elite Eight there, and I've got Arizona taking down Gonzaga to go to the Final Four. So I've got Nova and Arizona coming out of the East and West.
I like this. And again, that Arizona team, really, they have nothing the first two rounds. But
it's a sham the first two rounds, if you ask me.
But that's when teams surprise you too. When you don't.
Oh yeah, always can happen.
Looking at it, if they were to play the higher seed up to the Elite Eight, it would be North Dakota, St. Mary's, and Florida State. Now, Florida State.
Mary's is a good team. St. Mary's a good team, but I don't think they're Arizona level.
And, you know, I agree with you. I actually have the exact same two, the Villanova-Arizona matchup. I just like Arizona too much to just let them draw. They're one of those teams that I'm totally okay that they wreck my bracket. Because I have just enough faith in them that they can get there, that if they don't, I just say, okay, yeah, that happens.
I kind of agree.
All right.
I would have to agree.
Okay, now let's look at the other side. You have what I will call the Kansas region and the North Carolina region, which would be the Midwest and the South.
I'll start with the South. Speaking of Carolina, I tried my best to get away from them, and I don't know why I can't. The only thing I see preventing Carolina from walking into the Elite Eight is a pretty decent Butler team. You know, they have played very well this year, but I think Carolina would take them out. I have a UCLA-Kentucky matchup in the Sweet 16, which would be incredible. And then I have Carolina and Kentucky matching up for the second time this year in the Elite Eight. And I have Carolina coming out on top of that one. And then up top in the Midwest on my bracket, I really couldn't get away from Kansas in these first few games. I think I have them playing Michigan State, who's just not what they usually are. You know, they kind of backed into the tournament, but nobody wants to play Izzo in March, that's for sure. But I have Kansas coming out against Iowa State. And the one I struggled with was an Oregon-Louisville matchup. I eventually settled on Oregon. And I have Oregon taking out Kansas to get to the Final Four. So I have two Pac-12 teams in my Final Four, which is something I would never have thought I would have said.
That's a spicy meatball right there. Jayhawks going down. You know, I agree with you for the most part, but I am going to change just a little bit of that path for the Kansas Jayhawks. I don't think they played Tom Izzo in the second round. I think that Miami club is very good. I wouldn't be shocked.
I really wouldn't. I don't like betting against Izzo in March.
Now, that being said,
he's got magic abilities.
As I work through the rest of the bracket, I still have that Nevada team moving into the Sweet 16. So I have Kansas against Nevada there. But I totally see your point with the Oregon Ducks. I've seen Kansas with Josh Jackson. I've seen Kansas without Josh Jackson. I've seen Kansas each and every night. They're just a damn good club. They're a good
team. They just find a way.
They find a way every time. It doesn't matter who steps up, whether it be a Frank Mason, whether it be a Devontae Graham, whether it be Svi just out there chucking threes like he needs to do.
That TCU loss, I think, could be a little bit of a blessing, if anything. You know, obviously, it gave him some rest, but Svi played he came out of his slump that first half. And if he's hitting, you know, they're a dangerous team. I would love to see them. I'll give you my ideal matchup. I would love to see a Nova KU championship game. I would love that. Love that matchup.
That would be very, very nice. And that's actually what I have on this.
I would love that. I think that would be gold. I think that would be so good.
It would be pretty basketball. It really would. The only thing that I see throughout this tournament, and we consistently see it with the Jayhawks, they stumble early on. And I think that's what this bracket does for them. Everyone's saying, oh, this bracket is loaded. This bracket is loaded. That's perfect for KU. KU doesn't lose against good teams in March. KU loses against Bucknell and Bradley. KU loses against teams that nobody has heard of. They don't lose to the Kentuckys, the Gonzagas, the Arizonas, whoever it may be, the Michigan States. They lose to the Creightons, the Rhode Islands, just teams like that. I'll say this,
and something that if you've watched Kansas this year, they haven't blown hardly anybody out. And
no.
I think that's a good thing going into the tournament, because I think, you know, Self can look at them and say, hey, yeah, we're playing, you know, this play-in team, but hey, look back at this one. We barely squeaked by so-and-so to start off the year. We barely squeaked by. I think they're going to take everybody serious. A lot of people, you know, are saying maybe they didn't take TCU seriously. I think not having Jackson in the Big 12 tournament hurt them a lot. And, you know, TCU played a great game against Oklahoma. They played a pretty good game against KU. I think KU has learned a lot over the season, and I think they're going to advance it. I have them to the Elite Eight. I think they can get it done. I think they are one of the teams that could win it.
Okay, go ahead real quick and run through your Final Four again, then we will get to the national champion.
I got Nova, Arizona, Oregon, and Carolina in my Final Four, and I could not get away from Nova and Carolina. I tried. And no matter how many brackets I filled out, those two teams kept coming out.
And, you know, we are the same for the most part. I do have that Nova-Arizona matchup. The opposite side, though, I like that UCLA club. I really, really like UCLA. I actually have them beating the number two and the number one in that region and getting out. I think the three seed in that region, the South region, gets to the Final Four. I have as we said, the Villanova-Arizona matchup, and then Kansas and UCLA. I want to see Josh Jackson against Lonzo Ball. Mm. I want to see
matchup. So does the nation, I think. They'd love that matchup.
I think it would be absolute gold. And hopefully Lonzo's father isn't in the crowd with a live mic. But you know he's going to be in the crowd. And someone
have
is going
four
to
cameras
stick a
on
mic
him.
Someone
They'll
is
have
going
four
to
cameras on him at all times.
Oh, man. I don't
We're getting off subject. We're getting off subject.
But, again,
we could spend 15 minutes just on him.
Villanova, Arizona, Kansas, UCLA. All right, give me your national championship and national champion.
I've got Nova, Carolina, and I've got Nova, which means they're not going to win it, but because I never picked the winner. You know, you saw Nova kind of come out last year. They're just as good this year. Jay Wright has always been a really good coach, but now it's almost like he's gotten over that hump. And I filled out a bunch of different brackets. I can't get away from Villanova. I think they've got the experience. They've got they just play such a good form of basketball that they can adapt to any situation. So I got Nova cutting down the nets for a second straight year.
And, you know, that was tough to get away from for me. But I do have Villanova in the championship. However, I have them facing the Kansas Jayhawks. And I have the Jayhawks getting the national title this year.
Oh, if you are right, I will buy you all the Pepsi in the world, my friend.
I think.
Don't take that literally.
This year is a lot like the Big 12 is every year. There is just a lot of fighting, a lot of – I compare the Big 12 to the scrap for the bouquet at a wedding. Everybody just fights and fights and fights, and then somebody swoops in and grabs it.
And it's not always pretty.
There's a big melee, and then somebody comes in from the outside and gets it. That's how the Jayhawks have won the majority of their 13 titles, and that's how the Jayhawks are going to win the national championship this year. Things are just going to go crazy in, like, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. Things are just going to go nuts, despite, you know, pretty much going chalk in this tournament. I mean, I was 1-2, 1-3 in this tournament. It wasn't like you could go terribly far off script. But I think that suits Kansas. As we said, I think this suits Kansas extremely well, having to play
You made a good point. You made a good point earlier about, and I'll cut it down from what you said. You said the threes and the fours. I think 1-3 in these brackets are as good as any teams in the country, as they should be. But I think any of the 1-3s could win this thing. Any one of them has the talent. If they get hot, any of these 1-3 seeds, I think, could cut it down. Any one of them. I think after that, when you get into the four and the rest, I think that's where it gets murky. So I would put money down that a 1-2 or a 3 seed wins this thing pretty easily. I know it's pretty safe money. You know, it sounds like a safe bet, but I feel this year the 1-2s and 3s are just that much stronger than everybody else.
And I totally agree. I think that the top side of this bracket is very, very good. All right, Tim, I am going to let you go. Quick note for everyone, and Tim and I talked about this earlier, and I just wanted to pass along while he's still here. Did you know that this week is the most popular time of year over the other 51 weeks of getting a vasectomy? This week,
you know,
is national
vasectomy.
That's
thrown around every year.
It's crazy. It's
every year somebody talks about it.
It's absolutely
It's a
crazy,
good way.
So.
It's a good way, apparently, to get a Thursday, Friday weekend off so you can just sit around and watch basketball, I guess.
And it brings out a whole new meaning to ice up, son. That's all there is to it. All right, Tim, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
You're welcome, bud.
It's been an absolute pleasure again. Let's try it again next year. What is this, like 5 years in a row we've done this?
Hey,
let's try.
You know where
it.
To find me.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Tim. That was
Later,
Timmy Tournament Time. Tim Wright joining me here on the show. Going to take a quick break. Going to come back. We have games to talk about, namely that Kansas State matchup going on tonight. We'll take a quick break and come back, talk a little bit about the Kansas State Wildcats. Also, phone lines are open for the last few minutes of this show. It is 929-477-3098. If you want to talk to me about some things going on with your bracket, we can take a look at those. Again, 929-477-3098. Back after this quick break, we'll talk a little bit of K-State basketball right after this. We are officially 15 minutes away now from the start of the first play-in game going on tonight from Dayton, Ohio. The two matchups tonight, the 16 seeds, first of all, the Mount St. Mary's team taking on New Orleans in the 16 seeds. The winner, congratulations, the winner, you... You get a date with destiny. Who would want to play in this 16 seed game? I get getting in the tournament, but enjoy playing Nova. Enjoy playing Villanova that first round. This one, yes, it's going to be, I think this game is going to be very good. I think Mount St. Mary's in New Orleans is going to be very good. I think it's going to be very competitive. However, obviously, the second game of the night is where the money is being made. The number 11 seed going in to the going into the South region, the Kansas State Wildcats taking on Wake Forest. I think this is a big game for the Cats. I think it's a big, big game. And I had someone ask me earlier, and it's been brought up for a month now, and it's a subject that's kind of getting tired. When is Bruce Weber going to get canned? I think, honestly, Bruce has to make a Sweet 16 or Elite 8 appearance with this Kansas State team to even think about keeping his job. And I don't have it. I don't have Kansas State moving on. I have Kansas State winning tonight. You're actually going to be very surprised by this because I do have Kansas State getting to the Sweet 16. That I will drop. And I will have my bracket up on the Facebook page later, facebook.com/15forfan. I will put my bracket up just so people don't think I'm a complete liar. I do have Kansas State winning tonight, winning in the round of 64. I have them beating Cincinnati. I think they can beat the Bearcats. I think they have, if they can get the forward play, if they can get Dean Wade, and it's been talked about all week, had a terrible, terrible Big 12 tournament. If they can get him on track to do something, it could be a big, big night for Kansas State. I think they get the win tonight. And I think if they get into the game, I think they beat Cincinnati. I really think they get it done over the Bearcats. But then there's the potential and probably the certainty of playing the UCLA Bruins. So, yes, Kansas State, I believe, has a great shot tonight. And I think it's going to be a tremendous game. Again, an 8:30 start for Kansas State and Wake Forest. I really like the Jayhawks winning this one, and I really like them moving on to take down Cincinnati as well. So, Wildcat fans, best of luck tonight. I think tonight is the bigger test than that game against Cincinnati. I really do. I think this one is going to be the more efficient, more hardworking game for Kansas State. If they can get this one done, I really like them. Really, really do. And again, if they can pull that upset off, if they can pull off the upset, and I'll just say it right now, if they can pull off the upset in the round of 32, which would be the UCLA Bruins, Bruce Weber not only deserves a contract, he deserves a golden toilet in Manhattan. That's all there is to it. If he gets, and I think it's pretty much cut and dry, if he gets into the Sweet 16, he's sticking around. If he doesn't, it might be a short time. We might not see Bruce Weber by the end of the week in Manhattan. We may not see that. So that's still a lot of question. Again, I take Kansas State tonight. I think they have the ability to get past the guards of Wake Forest and play some solid game. I think they can do that tonight. But again, it should be a lot of fun. Your two matchups tonight, once again, Mount St. Mary's taking on New Orleans and Kansas State taking on Wake Forest. Of course, the winner of that Mount St. Mary's game gets the Villanova Wildcats, while Kansas State or Wake Forest would get the 11th seed in the South region and take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. That, I believe, is going out in California, that matchup. So Kansas State would get a quick turnaround there, playing in Dayton, Ohio, and then turn around and, hey, real quick, run out of California and play a couple of games too. So Kansas State doesn't have the time on their side nonetheless, but I think they have a very, very nice shot of winning this game tonight. Again, if you missed it to begin the show, in the first half of the show, I should say, national championships. Timmy Tournament Time took Villanova, and I took the Kansas Jayhawks. I think KU has a very good squad, and they face the teams that they need to get wins. They face those hardcore teams that they need to get by. Again, I will post my my bracket on the Facebook page coming up in just a little over, probably right around an hour. I will have that up. Not changed, just not near where I can do that right now. So I will post that here in just a little bit. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. Jump on, tell me what you think of my bracket. Tell me if you think I'm an idiot. What changes you would make, and who you think is going to be this year's national champion. All right, I am actually over time now. I apologize for that. Planned for a 30-minute show. Went 32. I apologize for that. I will be back tomorrow morning. We will be back in the regular time slot for our Wednesday show. We will talk Kansas State Wildcats, of course. Hopefully they are preparing now for a game against Cincinnati coming up over the weekend. We will talk about the two play-in games plus your entire slate of games going on Friday and Saturday. We'll talk about those as well as a couple of other things tomorrow. We need to talk some baseball as well. We'll get that to you, some information on the Kansas City Royals. We'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. As for today, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Timmy Tournament Time for joining me again. 5 years in a row, Tim has now been a part of this show, and my hat's off to him. Absolutely one of the best guys in the business and top-notch friends. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone got what they needed to out of this show. Best of luck with your brackets. And if you tank, it's not my fault.